podcast where I address financial decisions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. This episode of Well It Depends will continue our career blueprint series, where we discuss some of the goals, challenges, and trade-offs that different professions exhibit over a career. Today, we're talking about people who work in sales. But before we begin, a short disclaimer. This is being recorded on November 7th, 2025. The contents of this podcast are strictly for informational purposes only, and nothing said should be taken as investment, tax, or legal advice. It is important to consult with a professional before making any financial decisions, as the strategies discussed may not be suitable for you specifically. Getting into it. Today, we're talking about sales professionals. Why do people choose this career? Sales is one of the few careers where your income is directly tied to your output. In most careers, you earn more by waiting for promotions or obtaining degrees. In sales, if you perform, you get paid. People choose sales for a few big reasons. There is a high upside in income between commissions and bonuses. There's a low barrier to entry as you can enter the field without obtaining advanced degrees. Performance matters much more than your tenure. There is no ceiling to how hard you can work or how much you can make. Sales reward people who are competitive, resilient, and good at communicating. Now let's look at some of the trade-offs. And there are some pretty big ones. There can be major income volatility. Some months are great, balanced out by terrible months. Some industries have $0 base salaries, which really makes a feast or famine lifestyle. You are likely under high scrutiny from management and measured constantly expected to perform. These factors lead to high burnout and turnover. It is a career where value is based on what you did this quarter, not what you did last year. Now let's look at the financial picture by stage of career. Early career, think 20s. Base salaries are often around 50K plus commission, except in $0 industries. A lot of learning with prospecting, cold outreach, and learning to handle objections. There can be real financial danger if you spend like every month will be a big commission month. Mid-career, 30s and 40s. Account executives and territory managers often earn six figures, while top performers can make millions per year in some industries. Lifestyle creep can be a serious risk as your spending can grow with commissions. This is likely your peak earning period, so savings rates should be north of 20%. Late career, 50s and 60s. If you've lasted this long, many have transitioned into leadership roles such as sales manager or VP of sales. Others stay on as individual contributors because the pay can be higher. Travel and stress may become bigger considerations than money for some people. Now let's look at some examples. Example one, Jason the closer. Jason started out as a rep earning $50,000, but by his early 30s, he becomes an account executive earning more than $450,000 in several strong years. He upgrades his lifestyle to match a luxury car, an expensive rent, and fun vacations. But when quotas tighten and he misses a few quarters in a row, his income drops and he struggles to adjust. The lesson here is that high income doesn't automatically become wealth. Example two, Michelle the Saver. Michelle starts in medical device sales at 26 and quickly starts earning more than 200K consistently, but she saves aggressively and uses her bonus to pay on her mortgage early and invest consistently. By 45, she's financially independent. The lesson here is that peak earnings are temporary. Try and take advantage while you can. Example three, Trevor the Stabilizer. Trevor moves from direct selling into sales management in his 50s. His income dips slightly, but his stress and the travel demands decrease dramatically. He maxes out his retirement accounts and finally has more time to spend at home. The lesson here is that it's okay to trade income for stability. Now let's look at some of the key planning levers for sales professionals. Build an emergency fund. The income volatility from the industry demands a larger cushion. Try and automate retirement savings during your strong months. Avoid letting lifestyle creep follow every commission check, especially if they increase year over year. Understand your compensation plan, the base salary versus commission, and all of the metrics that help you get paid. Save aggressively in your peak years. Careers with high variable compensation, such as sales, rarely stay at peak earning forever. To recap, so how should a salesperson save? Well, it depends. It depends on your commission structure, what industry you're in, and how consistently you can convert income into investments. Sales can build wealth quickly, but burn out just as fast. The key is assuming that your best earning years will not last forever.
Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss future updates. Looking for more insights like this? Head over to our website at jgua.com for additional resources. And if you'd like to talk about your personal financial goals, we'd love to help. Just click the Schedule a Meeting button highlighted on your screen to book your complimentary consultation. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in the next video.